Climbers, we have yet another songwriter interview from Nashville Nights International Songwriting Festival 2021. This, at the time that I'm recording this bumper right now, this artist is in the top four currently at American Idol. So by the time you hear this, I believe the season will be over and she will have placed 1 through 4. We don't know yet. But Hunter Girl here is, what a great story. If you've been following her on American Idol, you see, you see a lot behind her and her story and everything. And what a fun interview. She's a real artist. I mean, this is the very first artist ever in the history of American Idol to win the platinum ticket.
Ooh.
Everybody gets a golden ticket if you win and you go to Hollywood. The platinum ticket means you surpass the first round of Hollywood, and you get to also choose when you get into the duet section, you get to choose your partner.
Oh, wow.
Which is, I mean, if you know anything about this, you know, when people get promoted up to the point of incompetence and they start to fold mentally and spiritually and they can't actually walk through the door that's been opened for them, this is a very common thing. If that's your duet partner, that can scuttle you too. Mm-hmm. And this is, you know, being able to pick like a true talent and somebody that you feel has the confidence to walk through that door with you, that's a really big deal. So super, super sweet girl. What a fun person to get to know. Welcome to the club. This is a show dedicated to helping singers, songwriters, and indie artists like you create leverage in the music business. Leverage is the key in the new music business. You're not going to be plucked out of obscurity. The big company isn't going to make it happen for you. You've got to make it happen for yourself. That's the bad news. The good news is you don't need anybody's permission. You just need to create leverage in the music business. C-L-I-M-B. Brilliant. So let's get to the interview right here. Here's Hunter Girl. All right, Johnny D from the Climb Show Music Business Podcast here on American Songwriter Magazine's Podcast Network. You can find that at americansongwriter.com/podcast. We are live from the Nashville Nights International Songwriters Festival here in Odense, Denmark, September 19th today, right? Last day of the festival.
Yeah.
My guest today is Hunter Girl. Hey, Hunter Girl.
Hey, guys.
I want to talk about you and how you got here, first of all, and then I want to talk about Janelle tells me that you got a song. She's like, she's got a song.
The song from yesterday. Song. Yeah.
So she was like, you got to talk about that, you know?
Awesome.
So start with, I know you said you're from Monteagle. Like, how long have you been in Nashville? And how did you get here to Denmark? Like, how did that happen from Monteagle to Denmark? Like,
yeah. Okay.
Explain.
So, wow, long story. grew up on the mountain near Monteagle, Tennessee. I started singing when I was about 3 years old. And in my grandfather's church, he's a preacher. And then I grew up 5 minutes from my grandparents, too. So all they listened to was country music. And Dolly Parton, Waylon Jennings, Johnny Cash.
Sure.
Yeah, so I was surrounded by it. And I was like, okay, I don't want to do music. I was 3 years old running around the house singing. And Mom could not get me to shut up. And from there, you know, I started playing guitar when I was about, I guess, 14 or 15. Mm-hmm. Started writing songs when I was 9.
Okay.
And ended up traveling when I was about 15 or 16. My parents would take me everywhere and drop me off and stay in the audience, you know, and hang out and be like, oh my gosh, my 15-year-old's in a bar. This is awesome. And then Mom would sit outside and look and be like, I just hope she doesn't get attacked or kidnapped.
So you start that going down to Monteagle, and then you turn 18, you move up to Nashville. Is that right? When did you move to Nashville?
Yeah, right when I turned 18, moved to Nashville, Tennessee. I've been here for about, I guess, 5 years. Okay. 5 and a half, maybe.
Okay. And now how'd you get to know Blue? How did you get into this circle?
So when I got here, I started going to school at MTSU in Murfreesboro. And, you know, I was in Nashville every day.
Like, were you taking songwriting classes there?
A few. It was more music business classes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to ask if you had Odie Blackman.
Yes, I did. did. Yeah.
He's a friend of mine.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I love Odie.
He used to sleep on my couch when he first came to Nashville.
No way.
Yes, he did.
I'm going to have to text him.
Yep.
He'll be like, hello.
I'll take a picture. Look who I found in
Denmark. Look who I did.
He's a hoot, man. Yeah, I love Odie. All right, go on. Sorry.
No, you're good. That's crazy. Yeah. Small world. Yeah, no, Odie's hilarious. It's kind of wild is how everything, I feel like music's like these little moments that you don't know that are going to matter at that time that, you know, when you look down the road, you're like, if I hadn't done that one thing or went to that one place at that one second, like everything would have been changed.
Yep, everything would have been changed.
And that stresses me out. Sometimes I'm like, oh, I need to go this or I need to do this. And it's making those decisions, but you can't live that way. And
that's right.
So I met him at Freak Show, the one that Terry Joe Box puts on, that Riders Round.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the local. And I'd seen him there, you know.
Now, did you play Freak Show?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So how did you get on that? Like, you had to know Terry Joe, right?
Yeah, I was riding with a lot of the same people that, you know, were on the rounds.
Okay.
And I'd come out and hang out. I think that's one of the most important things whenever you're trying to play somewhere is being a supporter first before you ask for something.
Sure.
You know, everybody wants to bring somebody up. You know, I feel like the exchange is, oh, I'm going to help this way and I want to be here for you. And I think people definitely reciprocate that kind of energy and those kind of people.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, just supporting somebody for so long and then you finally get that, hey, do you want to play? And you're just like, yes, you
yes,
know,
I, would.
I want to, because so many amazing songwriters and artists have come up through Freak Show. And so
right.
It was really, really cool to get to be a part of that and then meeting Blue and other songwriters and getting in on rights and stuff. So,
for anybody from American Songwriter, like listening that isn't familiar with the Freak Show in Nashville, it's a very high-end curated Writer's Night by Terry Joe Box. She's been doing it for, I think, what, like 9 or 10 years
That's
now.
What I'm thinking now.
Something like that. And, I mean, this is where Ashley McBride came up through that. You know, a lot of great writers have come up through that. Dan Smalley. You know, so it's the place to be on Wednesday nights at the local.
True.
And now it's expanded into Friday nights as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, really, you know, really good connections there. You know, it's going to be meeting good writers and industry people are going to be there. And, you know, you never know what's going on. So you get asked to be put on that. Then Blue's there that night.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what happens next?
Blue kind of came up to me. He's like, oh, you did such a great job. And, you know, he's like, we should write some time. And then, you know how that goes. Schedules get crazy and you never know. Yeah. And so one of my co-writers ended up saying, hey, do you want to write with me and Blue Foley? And it was like not long after that. And I was like, yes. And so we ended up starting writing together and Blue would come to shows and I would go out and see Freak Show and other venues that we'd play. And, you know, he's always been a really huge supporter and of original music, songwriting, and he's definitely a cheerleader for everybody. I can say that for sure.
The biggest cheerleader, that's a fact. And so then that led to your invitation to come to the Nashville Nights International Songwriters Festival here in Odense, Denmark.
Yes, yeah. That probably happened about, I guess, 3 years ago, maybe, that I started writing with Blue. And then it was funny. I hadn't, you know, because of the quarantine and COVID, I hadn't really been able to see a lot of people.
Sure.
And so I posted on Facebook. I started getting to play again. And ended up playing a Writers Festival in Kentucky and the Sandy Lee Song Fest. And I posted a picture with some songwriters. And Blue's like, oh my gosh, you know, I know him. And he was like, would you like to come to Denmark? And like commented that on my Facebook. And I'm like, that was the best invitation ever. And I literally like, are you serious? Like, what's going on?
Nice.
I'm like, we are definitely 21st century right now. Getting invitations on Facebook.
Right, that's right.
And I was dying laughing. I was like, is this for real? Or are you like, are you messing with me?
So was that for this one? Or this one.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. So tell me about the song. What's the song called?
So yesterday I played at Storms and oh my gosh, I love Janelle. Janelle's amazing. And she was out there and
I love her.
Yeah, she's so sweet. And we were out there and it was really cool because a lot of the writers from this trip were there and I was like, okay, this is crazy, you know? And so I ended up playing this song that I wrote, I guess it was during the quarantine phase and growing up with my grandparents and my mom and dad and everybody. And, you know, we were always close. My family is super, super close. And so whenever the quarantine happened, we were super far apart, obviously. And my Nan and Pa just wanted to see people so bad. And you know how dangerous that was. And we're like, don't come down here. Like, we love you guys. Like, we can call you. You can FaceTime me. Yeah. And so we see them driving down the driveway. We're like, this is not good. And so they take their chairs and put them in the yard, and they're just looking at us. They're like, we just want to know there's people. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And you can't say anything. You're just like, okay. And so we set our chairs all the way back towards the garage. Well, I go inside for maybe 5 minutes, and I come back out, and my paw has grabbed a bucket out of the garage and is giving my Nana a pedicure, is doing her nails for her. And I was like, I want to love like that. You know, they love each other so much. And I was like, it's just unbelievable. They've been together over 50 years.
Oh, wow.
Nana got married when she was 14. It's just like mind blowing. And I'm 23 years old. I'm like, oh my God. And I had that idea for a song, and I was just love like that kind of idea. And, it's called One Day. And it's basically the hook of the song is, you know, if you live to touch 100 years and your time on earth is done, then I want to live to be 100 minus one day.
There you go.
Yeah, because I never want to live without you.
Oh, I love it. I love it. That's beautiful. I got to hear that song. I haven't heard that
yet.
Yeah,
I know.
So I'm dying to hear that. So what's next for you when you go back to the States?
Definitely going to take a rest day. It's been crazy out here. It's been a lot of fun, though.
Yeah. Exhausting.
I know. I bet you're exhausted. Yeah. You're like, here's my 40 millionth interview.
We've been doing a lot.
We've been busy. But when I go back home, definitely going to be back in the studio. Going to record one day. Because my grandparents' anniversary is coming up. And I'm surprising them. They haven't heard the song yet.
Okay.
So
I love that. That's going to
I know. Nana's birthday, it was yesterday when I was singing that song. So it was just like, I know. And then one of the writers here, Eric Paslay, he's one I really look up to. And he was there. And I come off stage and he was like, that was a great song. And everything in my body just went, I was like, I can't do it.
You got the nod from Eric Paslay.
I was like, okay.
That's a good nod.
I know. I called my mom and I was like, this is the coolest thing ever.
You know? I love that.
So, yeah, it was really, really cool. So when I get back home recording, writing, it's honestly just looking at the calendar because I live on a week-to-week basis right now, just traveling and everything. It's kind of like, if I can get through this week, then I can get to the next one.
Love it. All right. Well, thank you very much, Hunter. Go appreciate
that. You.
This is Johnny D for the Climb Show Music Business Podcast on American Songwriter Magazine's Podcast Network. That's americansongwriter.com/podcast. And we are broadcasting here live from the Nashville Nights International Songwriters Festival in Odense, Denmark. And once again, Hunter Girl, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you. Always.
Take care. All right, Climbers. We hope you enjoyed the Hunter Girl interview there. Super cool, man. Way fun. We want you to, first of all, come to Nashville Nights International Songwriting Festival in Denmark. You haven't been there. It's great. You can see us live, Brent and I interviewing a new couple handfuls of hit songwriters and getting to the bottom of everything that they're doing, asking all the questions that you present to us. But if you can't make it, give us the questions. Send them into info@daredevilproduction.com or respond to Brent's email or respond to my email. This podcast exists because we want you to win, so keep on climbing.
And we'll see you at the top and hopefully in Denmark.